Call a meeting order of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board on March 28th at 3:18 p.m. Let's see. First item on the roll call. Let's go around the table. I'm David Miller. I'm here.
Charles MacArthur. I'm here.
The mics. You want these in the mics?
I think we talked over you.
Charles MacArthur.
Buddy Roberts. Rick Ziegenfuss.
Jim Youngblood.
Brian Caperton.
And I believe that's enough for our quorum. So first item of business is approval of the prior minutes. And we've got distributed to us the January 24th minutes. I did see one minor tweak we needed. I just request a motion to amend it slightly. On the second page, the TEP for the Transportation Engineering Assistance Program. The acronym is actually TEAP. It's spelled TEAP for TEAP. But just that letter A is missing out of the word TEAP. So any other changes needed?
Recommend approval as amended.
Second. You're calling for a vote.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Same sign. Okay, the minutes are approved. We have an item on the agenda for taking of minutes. Angela, do you remember what that was about? Was it just to...
Okay, you just asked who the minute taker would be, and I told you it would be me.
Okay, so that was what that item was. Okay. Next item on the written agenda is the analysis of the proposed priority project evaluation matrix, which we've been going through with Tom. His last name just escaped me. Tom Ryan. And he's not here, and I've received nothing. And does anybody else have any knowledge of where that's at or anything at all?
I'll make a motion to postpone that till our next meeting, date certain.
Second for that motion?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. The same sign. Okay, so we'll have that as one of our main items on the next agenda. Next item on the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I'd ask that it goes in the record that we invite Mr. Ryan to our next meeting so that we will assign some Mr. Randy Hayes to invite Mr. Ryan to our next meeting.
Good suggestion. Next item on the agenda is the transportation projects, which kind of leads into a discussion of the motion we had that has now been approved in our minutes, which was $40,000 in the budget for doing a study and then a 10% of that for matching money for the TEAP program. And I believe the thought is that nothing has happened on that item since the January meeting.
David, has that been prepared by Great River for presentation?
We have King Coltrane here.
On the application, I'm sorry.
On the application. King, do you have anything you say on that? Has Great River done anything as far as application for that?
For the TEAP?
Mm-hmm.
I've checked with the state and found out funding levels and found out that there is some funding available that they didn't think they were going to have. And so they were encouraging you all to submit as soon as possible. I told them we'd get this straightened up between getting the commission notified and then I can get them the memorandum of understanding and submit that to the state for approval.
Well, the application deadline was 31st January.
Right, and this was as of Friday when I discussed it with John Nelson with MoDOT.
Okay. It was my understanding that Great River was going to go ahead and prepare the application.
We sent in a inquiry and to find out about funding those, because when we were January 1, we were told that the funding levels were exhausted.
Okay.
There had been a run on the program, and then they weren't for sure, so we'd have to wait. We just got word back Friday that the people that had rushed it and were going to try and take those funding levels didn't, and that it's open now and available to submit.
Good. One other question, David, if I may. I'm kind of the $4,000 matching, okay? You're needing something, the way I understood during conversation, you're needing something from the commission. They're authorizing that. Is that correct?
Yes. What it is there's a memorandum of understanding.
I'm doing this because of minutes, okay?
Sure, certainly. That will go from the commission along with the request to Jeff City, and it basically just says that they have a project they'd like to do and describes the project, but mostly it says that they have the availability to match that if they're selected.
Okay. Due to some situations on our part, evidently that has not been presented to the commission as of yet.
That's my understanding.
Okay. So we need to make some headway in trying to get that presentation made to commission, get authorized for you to move forward.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I've got a question then, King. If Great River does this, is there a cost associated with that? Are you willing to do that on contingent to receive that money as a phase of you getting some engineering out of the project? Great River's interest in this?
We're a MoDOT TEAP representative as part of that program. We fill out those paperworks. Our funding comes from the match if the program is approved. So
if the program is
approved, to you all until such time as the program would be approved.
And if the program is approved, then you are deemed to be the engineer that executes the program, or you just get a stipend for preparing the grant.
I believe there's 8 companies in the state of Missouri that are authorized and selected every 3 years to perform the TEAP program. And Great River is one of the 8 companies that is authorized.
Okay, so if we go ahead and ask you or make a motion to ask you to present this to the commission, and then it does move forward from there, then you're going to be fairly treated through this.
Yes.
Okay.
That was my understanding during our prior conversations.
Yes.
Is that application rent was no cost to us? Unless it happened.
Need a motion to have Great River present it to the commission.
I think that would be in order.
I so move.
Second.
Any discussions on that motion to have Great River proceed presenting something to the county commission?
From a discussion standpoint, I don't think we have a choice in that we don't have someone in place now to present that. I guess the rest here would agree that Frank is not.
And Randy, are you going to be able to be kind of like a staff representative for us for a little while on some of these matters? So that we have a direct line of communications with somebody in the county. Right now, there's nobody from the county.
As far as I know, I'll probably will be. I wasn't aware this meeting was going to take place till 5 to 3, so I apologize for being late, but I can be here.
Okay, and you're all right with Great River moving forward on this at this particular point? Okay, and my only request then is, Randy, if you will notify members of the board or at least the chairman of this board so that we can be present if it's possible when they make that request, so that they've got a question about it from the board, we can answer that at the commission meeting, so that King or someone from Great River just doesn't show up alone and none of us are there, and then they ask if this is something, at least if we know, and I'll just say for myself as a paid staffer, if I'm in town, I'll come over and sit in the gallery if they need help. But we won't know that unless we know when it gets on the commission's agenda. Okay. Does that make sense, or does that?
I come in a little bit late here. What are they actually presenting?
We've got a, we have $40,000 is in the budget. It's not a line item, but it's in the budget. And 10% of that, $4,000, we want to be used as match money for a program through MoDOT called the TEAP. It stands for Traffic Engineering Assistance Program.
TEAP.
Yeah. So what we'd like the commission to do is enter into an agreement with Jeff City using Great River to use that as matching money to get this T program, which is engineering design work for, it's not design, engineering work on the master plan.
Okay. And Frank was going to do this, accomplish this presentation to the commission, but being Frank's not here anymore and it hasn't occurred yet, then we're trying to find an alternate plan to get that in front of the commission. So Great River is going to do that.
Okay. As part of this discussion, Mr. Chairman, is I think that what we need to do is contact or someone with the commission and ask Rand to be our liaison person and have that denoted until such time as other situations happen. And then we know who our liaison person is between this board and the commission. And Randy will have a copy of agenda items and meeting dates, if that would be possible.
I think that makes sense. I'm just, it's a great idea. I wondered if I could just send a email or something over to all three of them, all three commissioners, and ask, make that request that he be the liaison person.
Wouldn't you all agree that we need someone as a denoted now at this point in time as a liaison person between them? We know who turns to.
Is a copy of the...
It's only fair to Randy, too.
Of our minutes being distributed to the commissioners?
Yes.
Okay. I have one other question. I'd really like to know what the compensation will be for Great River if you do this. I know you, it's been, I'd just like to know, what is the dollar figure?
What is the dollar figure? If it was a $10,000 grant, an 80-20, our fee is the grant fund. So it'd be a $10,000. If it's a $2,000 item we do for a city, it's $2,000. It's whatever that amount is.
They do the work, and in return for the work, they're paid for the amount of whatever work they have done. So if they're approved to do $10,000 worth of work, they get paid $10,000.
So what is the work that we're asking them to do here? It's not the master plan for the... Is it?
Well, it's towards that.
Projects. Toward the master plan. Projects toward the master plan, which is what you weren't at our last meeting that we had, and Tom and who else was here?
Mel from Great River.
Mel and somebody else was here behind Mel.
But anyway, do we know what those projects are?
Well, we've got to have engineering done before we can... to know what kind of monies that we're going to spend before we know what kind of projects that we can afford.
What would they be doing?
They would be off of our matrix, our projects off of our matrix that you submitted, that I submitted, that all of us submitted. Those are the projects.
Those are the projects, all the things that we submitted.
Wasn't it top five each one of us?
Yeah, I thought that we had went in to ask the $40,000 to do a master plan for Taney County on roads. I didn't know it had to do with just those projects.
Well, this is a piece of it. It isn't all of it. There would be a larger scope of a master plan.
Yeah.
This is a piece, and this isn't all the $40,000. We're not spending all the $40,000. We're asking for $4,000.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. But strictly $4,000 to do the engineering.
I just was trying to figure out what engineering. What were they doing engineering on?
Well, it's cost analysis more than anything.
For all of our projects?
Correct.
The top five projects?
And we'll come back and probably fine-tune those projects that each one of us turned in into another top five, of which is the most important.
And so last time I met, HDR was going to work with Preston.
HDR was the other one. It was here.
Yeah, and they were going to come up, they were going to run this into the program and see what it kicked out as what our top top priority of bid. Did we ever do anything more on that?
That hasn't happened.
No.
Since Frank left, that's been...
I've seen that.
It's been dropped.
Well, they had some samples. The last one, they gave us samples. But have we even made a presentation from all the districts yet?
We all gave him the list. There wasn't a presentation.
We got through several.
We were all met. I made a presentation, and you made a presentation.
I didn't. I missed mine.
You missed yours?
But I turned mine in.
But a lot of us had made presentations,
yeah,
remember?
Mm-hmm.
You had,
mm-hmm.
And I did, but anyway.
Charles, the $40,000 is that we need to get something in the budget process early on, and so we arrived at that figure knowing what our percentage cost was going to be on these things. We got to have some money allocated, or we're sitting here spinning our wheels, and I think the commission's going to do that, according to Buddy.
Have done that,
so we can move forward here with this situation, but it's not... going to be broken up into different projects the way I understand it now, and this is one of those, which was a $4,000 situation.
So we're trying to get some more, we're trying to get a matching fund to help with all that.
Yeah, right.
Which is $12,000 more.
If I remember right on that match, they, it was a 10, does
80-20,
but we had $4,000.
Yeah, which I'm not.
But I thought they had a cap of.
It's $10,000 per project.
$10,000 per project. So we'll match $4,000. They'll have $10,000. We'll get $14,000.
But through the budget process, if we got that $40,000, at least we picked those out of there, and we had that money available for the matching fund.
Yeah.
Did you answer yes? That was a...
Again, I don't know how the numbers were derived. I wasn't here. But on a standard $10,000 grant, you'd be in for $2,000, and the state would pay $8,000. You've got four allocated, so I don't know if they were envisioning two separate projects.
It was my understanding that we were again equivalent to $12,000 for our four and eight more.
All right, so two of ours matches their eight, and we have two on top of that.
Two matches the eight, and so you've got a spare two there somewhere.
On top for a total of 12.
So then once we get those funds, then Great River would take those funds. Is that what you said?
Once the project is approved by the state, then we would do the studies, and then as we do that work, that money would be paid out.
And so they would approve it for, and do you know what studies that you would be doing?
Like I said, I wasn't here for the derivation.
See where I'm going?
So my understanding was there was some cost estimating on some projects, and some looking at safety issues, and I don't know what else besides that.
Basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's taking these matrices that this process that we're doing, taking those matrices and determining there's some of that stuff that depends on scoping and depends on the cost analysis of that, where they score in all this, because we don't have any cost estimates about what any of these projects that are on that matrix that we turned in would come up to. We would like to say this might be a $2 million project, or it might be a $400,000 project or whatever, but we don't have any place to start. So even if we come up with projects and we have a matrix that we, or a scoring system that we have approved, we can't go anywhere because we don't know what they cost to start the score. We can tell how what the traffic counts are, we can tell what all these other things are, but we just don't have an estimated cost of the project. And I thought this was the piece that would get us the estimated cost of whatever number, whether it's a top five or whatever it is, but get us a place to start so we got something to work with. Then we've got something we can go to the county and say, okay, these are our projects, this is how much it costs, this is how they score in the system and all that. We got everything we need except this piece. And many of the funds that are available to us to multiply our funds don't permit planning. They only permit, well, they're like construction of projects and things like that. This particular one gives us that assistance piece that we don't have any other way. So at least in my mind, that's how this fits in our puzzle, is to get us farther down the road on being able to present some of our work.
Well, we can't get to first base. We can't get to first base of the state until we do that, because that's the first thing they ask for. Charles.
So what I'm trying to get down, is it down in stone that so that Great River knows what they would be proposing to the state that we want to do with this matching fund?
It's my understanding that's correct, and that they, through this matrix that we're talking about, is that we picked our top five projects, although that could change over a period of time. But they do the study to be ready when we have these funds available. Okay, and so, we therefore ask for a budget of $40,000 through the county, knowing right now $4,000 is all we're going to take advantage of, but the money's there. But we had to have that budgeted through the commission.
Okay. Well, and not only that, but there was a timeline
right
for these matching
funds. That's correct.
It's the reason why we had to act as quickly right as we did.
And through that was January 31st, and now that's been extended out.
Yes,
where it could still be taken advantage of.
And Charles, were you thinking that there was a conversation about funding a master plan to look at a circular road? Is that what you were thinking about?
Well, I thought that the last meeting I attended, when we said we wanted $40,000, that was to make, it was discussion was we did not have a master plan for transport for the roads in Taney County, and that's what we went in and asked the $40,000 for, is to do that master plan.
That's correct.
It didn't have anything to do
with
the projects.
You absolutely.
But that was what we said at the last meeting I attended.
We just need to get some money allocated and start that process rolling. And then this thing come up too, and that we had to have those matching funds for it. But you're absolutely correct.
I might be mistaken, but I think these projects ultimately will form the master plan.
That's absolutely correct.
They are the projects that will be on the master plan. I think, anyway. My projects that I've done, I hope, make it to the master plan.
I think the terminology was that we're creating spokes right now that can go into the overall plan. But good point, though.
Charles, I'm not convinced you got the information you need here. You don't look like you like it one bit of this.
He's my kind of man, though. He's asking.
Well, and that's okay, but I want to make sure that I don't want to be doing stuff that we're not convinced is the right thing to do.
Well, my only concern was that, in my mind, I wasn't too sure if we're going to the commission and somebody was to talk to me from the commission. I want to make sure I would. Since I had missed some meetings, I really understood what it was that Great River was going to go to the state to try to get these matching funds for, what they were getting that money for. I understand they're going to, if they get it, then they're going to be the one doing the work. But I want to make sure I knew, because, like I said, the last time I came here, we all voted to ask for $40,000. It was for a master plan, and I took that to mean, like we were talking about, the possible track out south, and I didn't think that meant our projects that we had, even though yours might have been in there, because what you were doing was traffic control, but a lot of us were doing things a little different than that. I thought we was going to be looking at them if we, was to, kind of like what... the one engineering firm that we tried to go in, and they were going to look at doing work on 160, and we didn't get any funds, HDR was going to try to remember. But anyway,
You're talking about the three lane?
Yes.
Okay. Funding fell apart completely.
Right, I know, yeah.
So therefore,
we didn't get any money.
Yeah. It's not gone. It just got put back.
But I thought if we had a master plan for Taney County in the way of transportation,
and this could be on that plan. And it just might not be the top five.
And I'm thinking this $4,000 is a bite of that, so that's why it could come out of the $40,000, because it's a step towards that. It just isn't paying somebody $40,000 and bringing back a plan. This is just like a step. And then if the plan actually costs more than $40,000, we've just attracted $8,000 of money to that pot to help with that. So now if we spent all of our money, we would have $8,000 additional. So now we may have $48,000 to work on the master plan. But this is a little piece that can move us that way with additional funds coming to Taney County. So that's kind of how I would see that. I'm not sure that 160, it's still on our list, and I would think that it would be in a master plan someplace. Is it on the MoDOT project list?
Pieces of it are different intersections, I believe.
So, and that's something that we haven't reviewed since it's been accomplished either. Because MoDOT has come along and done their scoring for this year. District 8 has. And we have a number of, I think, David, you attended that, didn't you? Buddy, did you go to that one? That big scoring thing?
Same county?
Yeah. We did very well. Taney County, at least in my estimation, did very well.
It changed after you left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from the time, well, it got better.
Okay. And this is kind of what we're on the way to have, something like that.
That is something that I'll give you a copy of because you asked for it some time ago.
Okay. Were you at the last partners?
No.
Because we handed that out and talked to everybody about that at that particular meeting. But
okay, well, I'm all right then.
Let me have that and I'll give you a copy.
And after we do this TEEP program that for $12,000, then we have $36,000 left to do something. And we don't know what that is yet, right? There's something down towards the master plan as we head that way.
I would hope that once we have this where we can move forward with our scoring process and we've got everybody's projects on the table, we could have something that comes up with a value to projects and how they relate with each other, the ones that we've identified so far. And then there may be other projects that when we look at that list, if it's totally 160 now, I would also say, and this is just me, but how 160 or F or 76 or any of those gets helped is we do these littler chunks with bite-sized pieces, which I think 160's into the big plan, that one that Buddy had right there, for those, and then that helps us close those gaps and get it all done. And I think many of our projects, just like saying we're going to redo E76, may not be doable, but getting T Highway intersection improved is a big help.
It's a mess.
And so I'm thinking if we do those in all of our priority things, whether it's wherever it is. So.
Well, our discussion, trends change, and we need the new racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Developers coming in. Developers, basically it's going to come to this commission or planning and zoning or whatever and says, here's what we got planned, what do we need to do? And we need to be able to say, well, you need to build a roadway to here because that's part of our overall plan, if you will, working off this matrix, if you will, to a certain extent. And it's difficult and not impossible to foresee what's going to happen. Well, you can't. And whatever master plan we might have will probably, without a doubt, change at some point in time as areas change. Industrial building, whatever. It's just difficult to do. But developers will put in a portion of that money, be glad to do it to get the projects done, but we need to be able to say, well, here's kind of where we're headed. This is the direction we need to be, and maybe they do the four-lane road to this point or whatever. It all gets in the mix, Charles. I'm trying to, because I understand where you're coming from. It all gets in a mix here, but with this matrix situation here, at least we kind of got a handle on what's, but I don't think anything we really pinpoint. And then we may have a situation where the state will come up and say, look, you know, if you'll put up 5%, we'll do 95% on the overall master plan for the whole county. Then we're at least we're available and we have some money set aside to do that. Am I tracking right here or wrong?
I think your numbers might be better than Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
aside from that, the concept of the state coming and saying that they would help us with projects, and we have to say, well, here you go. These are our projects. This is our. This is how we stack up on this. Plus that formula that they're developing, HDR is presenting. is close to that, so they would recognize what we're doing.
That's right.
Now, the other thing that is I've been talked to by both racetrack people and by the airport about what we're going to do down there. And I said, guys, hang on. Our committee's starting some stuff to try and figure out some of this stuff. So before you go kick up a bunch of dust with a bunch of people, let us see where we're, how this is all coming out. And so I have talked with both of them about that. The airport's deeply concerned because they had a commitment when they went there from GEP or Glenn Patch that they were going to put that interchange on 65. Well, they're bankrupt. So that's now the airport's saying, well, what are we going to do? And Patch and them said, well, we're going to do a housing development. We'll come the back roads, and too bad for you. Well, if we've got the racetrack as a possibility, we've got the airport as a sure thing, and we've got a potential that when traffic demands it, 265-465 intersection has an interchange. All of those are within about a mile and a half of each other. So maybe some of that stuff could get figured out and we could do something pretty smart. But I don't want to say anything until we get a chance to figure out what our matrix looks like. And then what would we have available as a county to do some kind of a local or regional match and not shut out all the other projects in the road and bridge budget? What could we do to do that? Then there's a little component to this that we need to go to the Transportation Planning Commission or Planning Advisory regionally and ask them to help prioritize some of the stuff in their stuff. But the key to this thing is that document, and if King can get us farther down the road on that, that would be a piece.
Well, not only that, but MoDOT, once they see that we've got these projects already engineered somewhat, got a cost analysis out there, we may be many steps ahead of some of these other counties in the state, especially in District 8, that don't have that. And we may, when there's money available, we may need to react just like that. And if they haven't got their stuff together, guess what? We come first.
And we're in some good advantage here because District 8 is the only region that has rural and urban funds both. And so we have a little protection, a little shelter against Springfield and some of the urban areas. So if we're ready to compete, we could be pretty good shape to get some money.
Isn't it? Well, kind of concerns me a little bit. I'm not against us going ahead with the plans, but, you know, about everything you would do would have to take matching funds. I just can't see right now us coming up with matching funds out of the county budget.
You never know when the state's going to find some money.
I know.
Or the feds.
I understand that.
Or the
yeah.
feds. You see,
well, I don't know.
You just never know when they're going to find some money.
Yeah.
And this is a term out there that you know, they can pick the phone up and say,
right.
Found some money.
Right.
How much? $10 million.
You're ready, so, yeah.
Which King just pointed out because this program was closed on the end of January,
yeah.
And now there's some money.
Right.
They found some money.
Right.
The other thing, and the way they find money is other counties don't execute. And if they don't use that money, it gets turned back to the Treasury. It doesn't even go back to the Transportation Department. It goes back to the Treasury of the United States, and it's gone from everybody. So they really want you to build your roads.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're ready to do the classic example is the bridge. We're all ready to step up and build the bridge. And they said, look, we got enough money for a small project, $12 million to them was small. Well, for us, it was huge, but they didn't have any that fit that, so we got that money because we were ready to go. And if we can do that, now, the machine hasn't gobbled us up. We still don't pull the trigger. If we don't have the money to do it, even though we got the plan, we got the engineering, we got everything, but we don't have the rest of the matching money, we just say, well, I'm sorry, we're going to have to pass on this one. And it's there. But if we could make it work, the other thing is most everybody here is business people or involved with public budgets. When we can put double our money, the $4,000, and we can get $8,000 back, or if we can put in a small amount of money and double, triple, quadruple it, I think taxpayers would think we were pretty good stewards of their resources if we could triple that on things we really need. And I think that's what we're, hopefully that's what I hope we can posture to do.
So. That was my point on developer maybe helping us with those matching funds, Charlie.
Yeah, I just figured they're going to be short money, though. Well, yeah,
David.
And that's part of the thing that people will have to stop and realize. When you're talking transportation, MoDOT doesn't think next year. They think in a five-year cycle and beyond. So we're talking about things that are big enough. You're not talking about what's going to happen in May this year. You're talking about what's going to happen in May of 2016 or whatever. So what you start today isn't going to happen in May. It comes to fruition down in the future. But if you don't start it today, you're 5 years out all the time. You never get to that point. And what happens in other places, if you fix a section of a county road, and now it's easier to get to the state highway there, now the state highway becomes the bottleneck, MoDOT starts getting calls, then they have to redivert their efforts and fix their system to match what's happened. So if you have a developer come in and he builds a three-lane section up to their two-lane section, now they're forced to have to go ahead and make things that they sit in Springfield and they make decisions for Southwest Missouri, sometimes based on what you all want, sometimes not so much based on the phone calls they get on what their priorities are. So when you plan these things and when you get that stuff set out and you have that list you can look at and you can work with developers and everything come along, you have that ability then to affect what their plan is. You have the ability to nudge them in a direction you'd prefer them to go than instead of them going in the direction they were going to go anyway. But transportation is a long, slow, dragged-out thing.
Discretionary money, they also have discretionary money that's outside of the normal stuff, and if they choose to give us some of that to help us with our match, which they have in a number of our projects, if we're well-planned and well-organized, they may shift a little money to give us because they have that ability to do that. So I just think it's positive if we can get that all down, and I think it'll happen in bites.
We were ready to vote. We had discussion, and then
I forgot what the motion was. What's
your motion?
Where's the motion back?
It's been too long. You remember what it was.
Do you want your last motion? Okay. Brian Caperton moved to have Great River represent TEAP Engineering work on the master plan to the county commission. Buddy Roberts seconded the motion. The motion passed by voice vote.
Motion passed by voice vote. I didn't know that we voted.
We messed up.
Motion passed by voice vote? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Charlie brought up the question.
Charlie was done. We were talking about Brandy Risen with the county commission. Or talking to a county commission, I think, is kind of where we were when. Yeah, thank you. When we got.
Okay. Here we got
side track. I think that's where we were. Kind of.
All right.
I'd like to take that a step forward. I think I would make a motion. We make a request to commission that Randy would liaison between this board and the county commission at
second.
That time.
Any discussion on that motion? Okay. And then all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So the motion to have, how did you, request that Randy be the
request that Randy be our liaison person. We need to get somebody, Randy, I'm not saying somebody, but Randy.
That's all I need to do anyhow. I mean.
And I'm sure that probably Randy will kind of work with Great River in discussions on some of the stuff, too.
Any other items under the general topic of transportation projects?
I think, of course, you heard my discussion about the interchanges on 65. That was something that I just want to make everybody aware that I've been contacted by a number of these interests, and I've just asked them to give us a couple of months here to sort through our projects, and then once we get that, we'll be better able to talk about it. Now, a couple of months to some of these guys is a big deal, particularly the racetrack. So we just need to make sure that we really do that, or otherwise they're going to have to go on without us and get some stuff. So, and the other thing that kind of to the racetrack, they're not, at least the preliminary stuff that they've talked to me about, they're not saying that they have to have an interchange on day one. Storage lanes, a cheaper fix on the highway might get them everything they need initially, and then later on that needs to, but it needs to be part of the out-year plans to where that's going to go and all that kind of stuff.
Whose area is that?
It's mine.
So, yeah.
What is DNR? What's the status right now on that?
It's my understanding, and I'm not in that loop, but it's my understanding that DNR is leveraging a series of fines, levying a series of fines.
That's true.
Against them. So.
Only because they didn't have correct permits. But.
And there's a legal stance that they're doing agricultural clearing.
Have you seen or
that's hampered by news articles saying they're building a racetrack? But
do they have any type of preliminary feeling or design or discussion with you in regard to how they're going to handle traffic? We're talking 80,000 people. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Uh-huh. 80,000 people, two people a car. That's 40,000 cars a day on any given day.
Fundamentally, I guess there's a couple of things and. In global terms, they've looked at some of the other racetracks that have a similar capacity and what happens. First of all, there's the facts bearing on the issue is that it only happens maybe 3 days a year.
Oh.
So as far as that number of people, now there may be other days. They're talking having over 100 events a year, but some of that may be motocross, some of that may be...
Monster truck,
demo derby, crowd. Whatever. And so they're talking in those kinds of crowds about 10, 12,000 cars a day. I can tell you that, for example, like the NAIA tournaments in Hollister that just completed, their biggest crowd's a little under 5,000. But they also have all of these things. So if they have two of those events a day, that is... several thousand cars a day, and you really don't see that so much in the format that 65 is in now. But when you get into that 20, 30,000 cars a day, that's when you start getting into that. They say that in some of these places, there are not interchanges that handle the racetracks, that there are actually storage lanes and just getting the traffic off to the side of the road and leaving three lanes full. That doesn't account for the growth of 65 and the growth of Highway 86. Now, is the question ultimately, I guess what I'm kind of posing is the best access to the airport the current access road to the airport? If you look on a map, the racetrack is immediately west of the airport. Could one interchange serve both facilities in a better way than the existing airport having its route in and out, and the racetrack having its route in and out? Plus, there's some other things that are of interest here. We lose a great deal of revenue in Taney County, economic development revenue, because we do not have sophisticated rail-air-highway interface. And between the airport and the racetrack is the rail line. Could we do something there that would serve rail interface, air, and the racetrack all in one project that could really do a lot of things? It's gone now, so I can talk about it, but we had an aircraft manufacturing plant that would have went to the airport in 2 seconds flat. Mm. Would have brought good jobs, everything. Airport doesn't have a lot of traffic in and out. It has a very simple way in and out. So these kinds of guys are always looking for a place to be. But airframes come in on rail. The engines come in on rail. And they've got to get them close to the airport before they can pick them up and put them in airplanes. And it was the remanufacture of trainer jets for the Air Force and the Navy. And it was a really good project. And we had everything we need except we couldn't do this rail interface. One of the huge commodities that is used regionally is concrete grade sand, and it's trucked in many cases. Well, we could bring it in by rail, load back shot rock, and pay for the rail yard any given year. It just pays for itself. And then we could have the rest of it be a bonus for all this stuff. And this, that whole geographics lends itself to that, but you can get ahead of yourself with the third pool shot and you miss the first one and the other three don't make any difference. Yeah. So we got to kind of think in those terms. But there's a lot going on down there that could be huge. Now, if we keep getting fined out of existence because we're not doing this and that, and I can't speak to that, they don't ask me about those things, but I have talked to them about some of these other issues. And then that has more comprehensive look at it. Central sewer collection to that area makes some real sense. You get all that put together, like the airport's not on central collection now. They have their own little package plant. McMillan Homes has a package plant. The racetrack would either have to have a package plant, which package plants do very well on consistent flow. These guys would have to have the capability of 80,000 people one day and then having the two secretaries flush the next day and the plant all dies. So if we could get them on all these things, if all of that could be a package, this the economy of Taney County and the jobs and the everything else would just be vastly different. And Arkansas is aware of all of this. They have the same rail line. They have a lot of things close.
We have a little bit of a problem with the railroad here, though, because those tunnels aren't tall enough now to run a lot of trains through, and that's why they just run coal trains, because they're lower.
I've heard that.
Yeah, there's a lot of trains won't fit down that railroad.
A lot of cars, but the Missouri Northern Arkansas Railroad, in talking with their economic development people, have assured me that they will load cars to the destination to meet the clearances. So they will do that, and we'll be fine. But we've got to have something. And again, the sand and the shot rock all go through.
Yeah, that'd be a lower cost.
The coal, they use coal cars. So that all works. But that's all part of all of this. Now, if we do those kinds of things, like a light industrial park out there, the interchange becomes more of interest. Because now you're going to have truck traffic interfacing with all of this stuff. If it's just the racetrack, initially we start with storage lanes and then develop on from there. But, and that's more discussion than you probably want about all this stuff. But there it is.
They are definitely thinking about coming in off of 65-0 and not through Branson Creek.
No, they cannot come through Branson Creek. It has to be.
That would be an absolute.
Oh, I know it would be a nightmare.
You know, the straight shot, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, we're carried away. The straight shot off 65 split between the airport and the new proposed racetrack situation is, I don't know, I used to walk in like 300, 2.5 miles. We're looking at 8 now after you leave 65.
Yeah.
And then you're going through a residential situation too.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other transportation project discussion?
Along those lines, though, Dave, I would assume that when that presentation is made to the PNZ, et cetera, all those things are done, they're going to be looking towards us to a certain degree as from a traffic recommendation situation, which we need to have some answers for. And there again, we go back to our overall plan, Charlie, if you will, that says, well, here's what we got in mind, and here's what we need your developer to do. And then follow through with those from that standpoint. And the developer's ready, willing, able. That's only each project out of the way. You can't pop 80,000 people in one time on the Highway 65 and not create a problem, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
And not think about what the growth pattern is for 65 coming south in the future. Take a look at Birmingham and the racetrack down there, and just by there, and they provided for that, and they're now widening again.
They did that in off of 435, you know, up in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Down in Kansas.
Right.
And
but that was all pre-planned. It had to happen.
There are changes all over there.
Yeah.
A lot of highways.
Yeah, I'll do Claycomb on that area there.
If, in fact, we have the appropriate priority matrix and we have plans and that thing, there is a pot of MoDOT money that is very seldom used. It's economic development money, and the requirement for that is the creation of 200 non-retail jobs. And if you can prove that, and it doesn't have to necessarily just be the racetrack, it could be the light industrial, it could be the airport, it could be any of that, but we could prove that pretty easy, and there's not much competition for that, and I think that is, sometimes that grows to $200 million is in that dang account. Well, but again, right now, as a county, we don't have a leg to stand on. The developer will have a plan, but we just need to be a partner in that. So when they come to us and say this is the plan, we either say it's a good plan or it's not a good plan, and this is how it can fit.
Now, won't you bring that plan to us, representing that area?
Probably I'll have the developer and their engineers speak to that. I wouldn't presume to represent a private project, but I'll make arrangements. I'll liaison with our group, if that's what we want to do, to make sure they get here.
I think we ought to.
Well, at some point in time, when it's time.
Yeah.
From a political standpoint, I'm sure this commission is going to rely fairly heavily on this board right here.
I hope they do.
Well, it's a political nightmare, they don't. I like your rail idea, by the way.
Well, it's really important to all of us if we can get this stuff going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last time on the agenda was a Highway 65 Coalition, and Randy, what the deal was, I had a packet of information from the Highway 65 Coalition. They sent it to me, like 20 pages of stuff, and Frank took it away to make copies, and he was going to bring it back to our February meeting. So somewhere around is the stuff that's called the Highway 65 Coalition. It's about a group that wants to widen Highway 65 all the way to Iowa.
Probably the gals would have it over there, I would guess, or it's in Frank's office. But
we're going to get Randy to the point where he said, Leroy don't want the ball.
Okay, I'll see if I can come up with that.
If we just had copies, at least we get something to discuss at the next meeting. Any other new and or old business?
We can go back to that 65 Coalition. Fundamentally, that's from Buffalo North. Sedalia, there's some things. So really, what they're asking us to do is just support them. That they're not asking us to do anything different other than to support their cause.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a letter from the commission going to the coalition in support of it.
I thought that was already done.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. Because we looked at standpoint time. Buffalo, Missouri up, more traffic, more people visiting our area, et cetera, et cetera. I thought it was already done.
I didn't do it. I thought it was
evidently it wasn't because you're the one.
I thought it was a letter coming from the commission going to the coalition. In support of.
Now, there's a Transportation Alliance. That group wanted support.
Maybe
That's a funding thing.
For Missouri Roads.
And I just received it on my way over here. They call me. Kirk Duran is the District 8 District Engineer, is asked to be on the partner's agenda as quickly as possible. And it's kind of cryptic, but I bet you, is it that Alliance King? Is that what he's asking about?
It could be.
So right now, because MoDOT's facing the fact that funding is just getting worse and worse.
Non-existent.
So they're trying to find a different way to fund MoDOT, which we need a couple of different things to happen, in my estimation. But that may be what he's asking about. I don't know, but it certainly isn't the Highway 65 Coalition. He's not asking about that. But this Alliance business, he might be. And that is a group that is formed to help MoDOTs find a funding future way forward. They're a political action committee kind of a thing. That's who they are. And they're headed by a former Highway Transportation Commissioner. I forget the member's name. Can't remember his name. But anyway.
Bill McKenna.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Bill McKenna.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Bill McKenna. Yes, thank you, King. So anyway, that may be what he's asking about.
Could be. Any other business?
I would make one statement here, and this is totally off basically highways, but it goes back to the rail system that you brought up just a little bit ago. The oil that they're coming out with in the Dakotas is going to New Orleans, or it's going to Louisiana, and being refined by rail. And it is so inexpensive that it's just amazing how much, how many cars they're pulling down there per day to get their oil up there that they're getting out of the ground, going all the way to Louisiana to get refined and then pulled back. So the rail system, and that's another thing that I can't figure out why in the world we in Washington, D.C. can't come up with some kind of monies for the rail system to take some of the pressure off of these roads.
I would submit that our title is the Taney County Transportation Advisory Council. Mm-hmm. We assume that's roads. But I'm thinking, if we could ever get our shit together on roads, we might get to be able to work on rail, is all I'm saying, or air. I mean, any of this stuff could fit into what we're doing.
I understand. Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll build a monorail as soon as you get us the funds.
Oh, really, David? Okay, good for you.
With that being said, I make a motion to adjourn.
A second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign. So we're adjourned until sometime when the notice comes out. I don't have that date.
April 25.
Do any of you guys have a copy of your project so I can?